It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to the start of a brand new week. Wow, we have got a great show for you today. I am so happy you're tuned in, and you're going to be lucky because Johnny Gill is in the house. We'll be talking to Johnny Gill in just a few minutes. Let's check out a tune off of his brand new CD, Game Changer, right here on Border Crossings.
In my love, I ain't never gonna let nothing come between us, my baby. The way I see it, girl, we can rule the world, we can have whatever we want. It's not like you're not worth it, more than deserve it, girl. When it comes down to love, in them streets I was on the prowl trying to take down everything I would meet. Well, when you came along, baby girl, you changed it all and stopped all my pain. I guess what I'm saying, girl, when it comes down to love,
Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We welcome you to another great show, and it's great because we've got a great guest in our studios. He is an R&B icon with multiple Grammy nominations. Welcome to D.C. Welcome home, Johnny Gill. It's great to have you back in D.C.
Man, it's great to be back. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, I love home, and I love coming back. And I'm here a lot anyway because my family's still here, so though I've been in California since 1987, I want to say.
Wow. Three decades. Three decades for you, plus.
Who's counting? I'm only 25. Okay, 30.
And all the Grammy nominations. I mean, it's an honor to have you in our studios today,
man,
really.
Thank you for having me.
And I know you're really excited because you've got a new album, which, you know, it's called Game Changer.
Game Changer, and we're changing the game.
Changing the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been, Before this album, I did the project, I think, in 2010, 2011, and it was 16 years before that point, before I recorded. So out on the road, touring and doing that stuff and doing so many different projects. So it's like being back in here and recording and doing that stuff has just been awesome.
Now, one of your projects here, you're involved with a charity foundation. You're behind that.
Yeah, well, I have so many. I mean, there's a ton of charity foundations that I'm involved in, and I deal with a lot, especially with the kids with autism. And my true belief is that God give blessings, not to keep for ourselves, but to bless others. So I'm always constantly figuring out what can I do.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. Well, you have had many blessings in your career.
I have 32 years of doing this.
And you came into New Edition, you know, right when they were really, really hot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in comes Johnny Gill. And I think that Bobby Brown was leaving at the time that you came in.
Yeah, Bobby had left. And it was so funny because I always tell the story about how people used to think that I came in to replace Bobby when I actually found out, this was maybe a few years afterwards, but that I'd come in to replace Ralph. And everyone used to talk about, oh, Johnny Gill, and he's the new guy that replaced Bobby Brown. We was like, nope, that's not really the truth.
And you're good friends with Bobby these days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bobby and I and Ralph, we're the three amigos. So we call ourselves, which a group that we formed was called Heads of State, where it's like the three lead singers. So we would just, you know, we toured and did a lot of work together, and it was fun. We had a great time. So.
And Bobby's going through a tough time right now.
Yeah. It's been up and down roller coaster ride. But the reality is just that, you know, there's always hope. And that's the thing that we hang our hat upon is hope and prayers, you know.
And then you went off and got together with LSG.
Yeah, Keith Sweat, Gerald LaVert. You know, I have to be the hardest working man in showbiz.
I would agree.
I'm in so many different groups. And sometimes going to different shows, when I'm playing different shows during the week and the weekends, I'm going, okay, now which set is this and for which group? Okay. What are we doing? Okay, it's the Johnny Show. Oh, okay.
And a lot of people may not know this about you, but you do an awesome Elvis impersonation.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I just heard that, too.
You heard my...
come on, we're going to get you to do a little?
I do my Elvis and my Stevie's. I do the... Well, that's all right now, mama. Anyway, you want. Well, that's all right, sir. I won't look very much. I won't look everybody. Oh,
that's great. That's great.
And I can do my Stevie... I better take the time. I want to tell everybody that if we come together.
Well, you know, he's got a great message because right now we need to come together. I mean, really, especially in this particular part of the country, you know.
Yeah, and it's just so brutal out here. And it's just, you know, your heart goes out looking at what's going on. It seems like sometimes it feels like we've taken 20 steps ahead and 50 steps backwards. It's just, you know. Constantly, just so much going on. But, you know, we all got to, if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. So we have to continue to band together and make sure that we hold each other accountable, no matter who it is and what it is, so that we can continue to try to move together and move in the right direction.
You are so talented and such an inspiration to so many people. You've done, I read somewhere, over 80 TV shows.
Yeah,
and you've been on Broadway or on stage productions.
Done so much stuff,
You were in Tyler Perry's movie.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of things. Do you have any other films coming up?
No, just been, you know, I'm back right now doing my music, and this is where I feel that I'm at my best is with this mic in my hand. This is what I love more than anything, and this is my first off. So, you know, but I enjoy doing, branching off, trying different things, and that's part of the challenge that keeps me going and motivated as well. So, and I'm not afraid to take on anything. It's like, bring it on, we'll take it on.
Has it always been music? Because I read where you were going to be an electrical engineer.
Electrical engineer, and I wanted to be a boxer. I was pretty good for a few for a few fights, and because I always thought I was invincible. I had hands, and when I tasted leather, it just didn't taste good, and then I decided I was going to pick back up a mic. I thought it was a little easier.
And you like to golf, too. I hear you're pretty good at that.
Oh, man, I have a crew that that's all we do is when we're off, it's we all gather around, get together, and we golf.
Who do you play with? Michael Jordan? I know he lives in golf.
MJ, I play with... Sam Jackson, who I play with pretty much every morning. when we're home. Sugar Ray Leonard.
Wow.
Anthony Anderson. Everybody. It's like
some
we
big
have a betting
in
group.
That group.
Oh, yeah. It gets a little ugly.
Johnny Gill is here with us, and his new album is Game Changer. And on the new album, you work with Babyface, with a new single.
Yeah, Babyface, Anthony Hamilton, and some other writers, JQ, and it was a collaboration of some other writers as well. Babyface wrote my signature song, which was My, My, My. So having an opportunity to work with him again has been beyond a blessing. Coming back together after many, many years, and we didn't miss a beat. Hmm. We didn't miss a beat, so it was just it was an honor.
Felt like the good old days. And so yeah. The new album is now out, now available.
The new album, Game Changer, is out in stores. And if you can't get it in stores, it's on iTunes everywhere, mm-hmm. all over the world.
And you're on tour. Is this a worldwide tour?
Yeah, it's a Johnny Gill Game Changer tour. So I've been out just touring and promoting and supporting the album because it's my best work today. And this album is my thriller.
Why do you say it's your best work? What is it
because
about the album?
Because this is an album, when you put it on, you do not have to hit the skip button from the beginning all the way to the end. And I just felt like, you know, after all these years, you know, you think you've done it all, seen mm-hmm, it all, mm-hmm. and look back and to see where and how far I've come and how much I've grown even more, I'm beyond pleased with this, but I'm just so proud of this album. And I know people say that all the time about their music. Oh, this is my best album. I say it with money back guarantee.
Wow, that's big coming from Johnny Gill. That's big.
Don't call me though. You know.
And so I know you're loved everywhere you go, and you've toured in Japan, a lot of places where we're broadcasting
yeah.
right now. You've been in Japan, South Africa,
yeah,
around the world.
All
yeah,
over
favorite
the world.
Places you like to go?
I love playing in just different places. I was just in Dubai. A few months ago, beautiful place. I've been all over the world, and I enjoy just meeting people from all walks of life, people that can't speak your language, but when you play these songs, they can all sing along with the songs, and it's like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just truly how music is really, truly universal. It's a universal language. It's amazing.
Well, we're very blessed to have Johnny Gill here live in D.C., and if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, I know you're going to sing a song from the new album. We'd love to have you do a song.
Yeah, I was going to do that, and then earlier you guys played the song Game Changer, which is the title of the album and the new single that's out. So I was like, okay, why don't we go to a classic, something that, you know, the ladies might like. This is just for the ladies. But, you know, hey, guys, this will get you some brownie points. Let me try this. Let's try this song and see if the ladies might like this.
Disappearing, and my lady is your own. on. Gonna be 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 on. You're gonna be on. Gonna be on mine tonight. One night, you're gonna be on, gonna be on, gonna be on, gonna, gonna be on, gonna be on, gonna be on, gonna be on. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. My lady to your walls. For you don't mind waiting, I'm anticipating. You're my lady. My lady, my lady, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Da.
There he is.
Hacha.
They love you. They're going crazy. Johnny Gill live here on the Border Crossing, Southern Voice of America. Wow, you sound great. You really do.
Thank you.
Really, really enjoy it.
I enjoy it, man. Just having fun.
I can tell. I can tell. It's just, it's in your blood. It's in your soul, and you have that passion.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, it's a blessing, man, and I don't take it for granted.
Now, you've been doing this. You did it as a solo artist to start. Stacey Ladislaw, you know, kind of helped discover you and get you going at Atlantic, and then you released a solo album.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you ended up with a group, and now we're back to solo. Do you have a preference? Has it mattered to you one way or another?
You know why I enjoy doing both? It's really because it brings balance. Learning how, at first having the opportunity to artistically express myself as a solo artist, you know, it's beyond wonderful and a blessing. And then when you join a group, you realize that you're just playing a role and you have to be a team player. So it teaches you how to work with others on top of everything else. Because sometimes being a solo artist and you have great success, you're only used to doing it just one way, and that's your way. And when you come into a group, you have to figure out a balance of being able to work and play your role and be able to work together as a team. So I enjoy both. Yeah. I enjoy both.
Now, when you joined New Edition, it was the boy band craze at that time. And now we're back to the boy band thing. So what are your thoughts as one of the pioneers of that, you know, era, that phase of music? When you hear like One Direction, and what do you think?
I love it. I love it. And when you look at these guys and see them at their peak and watching what they're doing, it just takes you back. Like you go, wow. Now, those were the good old days. I remember those days when there was no care in the world, didn't really get involved with too much of the business aspect of it. We was just trying to figure out how many screens we're going to get, how many ladies are coming to the hotel. We was just, it was like, you know, being kids, having fun. And that's what you do as kids. You just enjoy, live in the moment, enjoy it. Because at some point, life goes on, we grow. And we have to begin to, you know, we go into another direction or go to a different level in our lives. So it's just enjoying the moment. And that's what I watch when I see these the One Directions and some of the other guys out there, boy bands. It's like, just have fun. Enjoy it.
Right. And you were 17 when this whole thing started.
Yeah.
And you lost part of your youth. And now you've got a record label. You're the CEO of your own record
company.
My own
label, yeah.
So now you're taking these 17-year-olds and you're turning them into music stars.
I would have never imagined in my wildest dreams that I would be in this position 32 years later in my life and in my career to have my own label and to have my own project working for myself. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and we fight a lot, me and my, you know, myself. We go at each other, hey, because, you know, I'm my boss.
Now, what are you looking for when you look for talent? What is it exactly that catches your ear? Because there's a lot of people listening. They're musicians. They write songs, sing songs, and I'm sure they'd love to be discovered. So what is a CEO of a label looking for?
I look for originality. I love and enjoy and appreciate talent. We all are influenced by someone and by something or someone. And I enjoy, but I just truly enjoy seeing great raw talent and watching how they, you know, being able being a part of helping them to develop gives me such a sense of pride too, because you know, someone one day looked at me as a kid growing up and took a chance with me and said, I saw something in him that, you know, was a raw talent, but I see something in him, and allowed me and gave me the stage and the opportunity to do what I do today. Mm-hmm. And I like I feel compelled to do the same for someone else that's God has given and have anointed with a gift and a talent. So.
Yeah, and yeah. I know that you know, you mentioned, you know, you've been influenced by people, and everybody's been influenced in the business.
Yeah,
and Pharrell, I mean, he said recently that there's no way you can write a song without having been influenced by something
or someone.
So, what are your thoughts on that whole blurred lines thing that's going on?
You know what I think?
Does that scare you as a songwriter?
It does. And at the end of the day, what scares me more than anything, even if you wanted to make an argument about that, I've listened to the song. If you strip down the song. And my opinion is they have a different bass line, they have a different melody, they have a different everything. The only thing that is pretty much really similar is the beat. And you can't copyright a beat anyone can have. And that's just because the identity of that song that Marvin did was really about the beat of that song.
Right.
So somebody comes out, Eugene Wilde did it, or Ooh Baby Gotta Get You Home With Me Tonight. That was nothing. The music was almost similar to Marvin Gaye's, what was the song he had? The Sexual Healing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the beat. But you can't really, you know, and I think that if you're going to take someone to court and do that, you got to get a jury of people who also are familiar and understands music and knows music. So you're just putting some people's ears and putting them in the position to just say, oh, I like this song. Oh, that song sounds just like it. And they don't even know what they're really listening for.
Right.
Because there's many songs that people are inspired by and they can do a spinoff from it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go, oh, it sounds just like that song. But you have to break it down and then have them to go through it step by step so that you could see that bass line is not the same. Okay. The chord is not the same. Okay. No, the melody is not the same. But what is it that feels like that? It feels just like that song. So if a person's not a musician who has no experience in that area,
right,
is sitting there making a decision on, I think that's what we have to be careful of.
Right. And a $7 million lawsuit, that can be a game changer.
It could be a real game changer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start singing mute.
Johnny Gill is with us here on Border Crossings and on tour right now. You got the whole band together. How many guys are performing together when you're on tour doing your show?
Oh, my God. I have a huge production, so it's about 20-something people. And,
wow.
Yeah, I have horns, dancers, and I even let this guy, because, you know, I have to give back to the community. My guy, this is my MD, Mr. Reginald Jones, but we call him the Grand Poobah. You know, I give back to the community, help people out.
Now, people want to go around the world to see you when you are performing and touring. Where would they go? How do they find the dates?
On my site, johnnygill.com. You can go to Twitter. On my Twitter is RealJohnnyGill22. And on Facebook, Johnny Gill official fan page. And then there's my actual Twitter. The other one is Instagram. RealJohnnyGill22 is the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Twitter is @RealJohnnyGill. So you can find me all over the place, you know. And I get on and I do it all myself. I talk to my fans because people don't understand. But for me, I really get a thrill out of talking to my fans. And they talk about the music that I give to them that help them. But, you know, I'm inspired and they encourage me because this is a tough business that we're in. And when I'm listening to them talking about things that they're coming to see and the support and what they like, it really inspires me. I mean, it really fuels me to continue to do what I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the business is harder today than it was when you started?
Or? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, record sales are down. The industry is in a whole different place. That's just the times that has changed. We can't do anything about that, but we have to work within what we have and what the system is and provides for us. So, mm-hmm.
Also have another project, Black Music Month. You've made a whole project that's coming out, I guess, this coming weekend.
Well, yeah, June 20th, Hello Beautiful on TV One. We did it was an intimate concert. And we had a blast. Everybody did. It was just, and we shot it in Vegas, so it was so much fun. I tell you, I couldn't even believe looking at the audience was kind of crazy, just how diverse the audience was. And the generations from young to old, it was just like, it's just this unique energy that was in the air and was fun. So.
Is there anyone you haven't worked with yet that you still want to work with?
There's so many people, from Mary J. Blige to Neo, I think is incredible, to Bruno Mars, to there's a lot of people. I'm a musician on top of not just as a vocalist, so I enjoy all types of music and I listen to all types of music. So it's really, and I'm always open to just collaborate and just come up with just different things.
I got an email from one of your fans who listens in Kuwait, and her name is Magda, and she asked me to ask you, what's the highlight been for you? Because you've done so much over the years, the Grammys, the hits. You know, what if you could single out a moment or
The highlight.
Mm-hmm.
In my career, probably, I would have to say being up against one of my idols 1 year in the, for the Grammys, Luther Vandross, was a dear friend of mine. And it was so funny because he beat me with Here and Now, and I had my album was the Rub You the Right Way album with My. So after he won, you know, he used to have like these events over his house, movie nights, where it was a ton of us used to go by. And he has this he used to have this trophy case, and he had the Grammy that he beat me for. So every time I would go over there, I would go, "Give me my Grammy, man." So he yells, "Security!" But if there was anyone to lose to, I was honored. Mm. I was honored, but he was, you know, truly an incredible artist who I idolize and love dearly. So I was like, you know, that's probably one of the highlights. I'll never forget us talking to each other, going back and forth about who was going to win it. It was fun.
Now, having been on your own solo and with several different successful groups, is there a song that you feel is your favorite out of all the songs, or several songs you say, wow, this song I really like? You know you love them all because they're all like your kids, but is there anything, one that stands out?
I was going to really say, you know, imagine as a parent, which kid you like the best? They all come from you, and it's like, there's certain songs that performing live are just songs that I feel like I know, okay, now the show's getting ready to get started. A song like There You Go, when that one cranks up, you already know, okay, it's time to kick it in third gear.
Well, what a pleasure to have you in our studios and to meet you guys.
Thank you
for giving the world the great music that you've given us for so many years.
Well, thank you. We want to continue to do so and let people know that R&B is still alive and great music is still desired. People still have a desire for it. So, and the record is doing extremely well. So I know that's not due to me and just making great music, but there are people out there that are really appreciating it, and I truly appreciate everyone. And if you haven't gotten the album, please go and get it. It's called Game Changer.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Johnny Gill. What a pleasure to meet you. This is Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and you are watching VOA TV.
Like I'm drowning in your ocean, let it rain for you. London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Blood.
Crossing's Voice of America, Taylor Swift's latest. That's Bad Blood from the 1989 album from Augustino, who requested that song on today's show. And again, thank you to Johnny Gale for coming in. Game Changer is the name of the new album, and you definitely want to get a copy of this album. It's great to have Johnny Gale back in the game and to have some new music out from one of the greats in R&B music history. He's a really nice guy, very talented guy, deserves all the success that he's had over the years. Game Changer is the name of the new CD, so get yourself a copy. Coming up, here's a request for a Wiz Khalifa song. This one has been at the top of the charts. In fact, it's back at the top of the charts. It's bumped Bad Blood down to number 2 this week. And the song is called See You Again. It's Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth by request from James Kanu for Ali Khali Kamara. Listening at Fora Bay College. This is Border Crossings.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
When I see you again. Oh. First, you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
on VOA 1.
I'm walking away from
border crossings and just walking away. Craig David from the UK. It's been a number of years since he's put out any new music, but love Craig David's music. That's called Walking Away, a Twitter request from Fish Show. And Fish Show is in Addis Ababa listening to Border Crossings. Fish Show, thank you very much for your tweet. And you can always go to Twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. I also got a few Facebook friends who said hello. Biruk is in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings. Clement is tuned in. Anaconda Boy. Nuagira Hillary. She's in Uganda listening. Alem. Zawetir. Takamiya and Addis are tuned in, along with Moses Sarugo, who is a big fan of Johnny Gill and all of Johnny's music, and wrote in to say hi. And he said, oh, my, which is one of Johnny's big hits. Hello to Joseph Agba and Wesley Balland, who are with us on Facebook, and Alphonse and Edom and Mila Nahum. So welcome, everybody, to Border Crossings. We're in the final few minutes of the show, and we've got some more requests to play before we go today. This one is a request from Erkia Hun Atnafu, who's tuned in Ethiopia, and says, please play Rihanna and a song called Stay on Border Crossings.
Hi, I'm Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
Stay.
Border Crossing's the lovely Rihanna, and that is called Stay. We're glad that you are staying with us. Brooke is in Ethiopia. Brooke is tuned in to Border Crossings with his girlfriend. Nate is listening. Haimanot Unetu is tuned in. Susanna Siraj and Sinai are also listening. And I want to go over the list of the great people who have become fans of our Facebook page, because without you, there is no us. So thank you very much to David Boucher. David Boucher is a former DJ I used to work with in Boston. I used to host a nighttime show called Bedtime Magic, and that was years ago. But David Boucher, you found me on Facebook. Endalk Yeshi is listening. Mahi Bekele, Fitsum Emmanuel, Alam Milaku, Rajik Sharma, Fiametta Gile, Peter Ladu Savio, Alex Alex, Hinana Rastaman, Mila Nahom, Ephraim Afriti Tishome, Shamil Pervez, Zumura Ismail, Iman Ahmed, Anaconda Boyawal, and Zelalem Tillahun are all new fans of our Facebook page. We got time for one more song here on Border Crossings. A request from Roz Chiru, who's in Ethiopia, and asked us to play this one for everyone around the world. This is Akon, Lonely.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could have sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. You walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy but now so lonely. So lonely. Just want you to call my phone. So stop playing.
Border Crossings, and that is called Lonely, Mr. Lonely. It's Akon, and I thank you very much, Roz Chiru, for making that request here on our show, Border Crossings. I'm definitely not alone, not feeling lonely today. I'm surrounded by beautiful girls. Julie and Zoe are in our studios, and they are interns and helping out with everything going on. Of course, they came down for Johnny Gill. They didn't come for me. I know that. But anyway, thank you, Johnny Gill, again for coming on the show. And thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. And while we're handing out thanks, a thank you to our engineer, who is one of the best in the business, Greg Burns. We've also got Vince and Felicia and our crew behind the scenes, Nick and Gary and Jeff and all the rest who put together the show. It's an army of people are here putting together a program. You don't know it. You don't hear it. You only know what you hear on the air. But there's a lot of people behind the scenes who make this show happen. So thanks to everybody for putting on another great, memorable Border Crossings program with our guest Johnny Gill today. I'm Larry London, and I will be back tomorrow. And we'll do this again at 1500 Universal. More requests and dedications. If you've got one, let us know what it is. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can always go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London or search Larry London at facebook.com. Have a great evening. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.